Dozens of children and their parents were excited to see the building where classes will start in August. A former envelope company headquarters on Roosevelt Avenue in Springfield is undergoing a $3 million renovation to become the new home of the Bay State Academy Charter School.
So this is going to be the library media center. So the kids will be able to come, you know, we say back of the building, front of the building, back of the building. It's nice and quiet here.
At a sneak peek last week, contractors were still hammering framing into place, hanging drywall, and painting. No furniture or classroom equipment was in place. Rashonda Perry, who works in the healthcare industry, said her 12-year-old son, Devin, will be a member of the new freshman class.
I know he wants to be an MBA player, but he can have a job, maybe a job opportunity in the hospital as I do before he gets where he wants to be.
Shanice Turner said she believes her son will have a better shot at getting into college if he attends Bay State Academy, rather than remaining in the Springfield Public Schools.
I think it's great. It's a better opportunity than the surrounding middle schools that are already established and are having trouble right now. I like the staff there. They're willing to work with you whenever you have any questions or concerns. You can walk into school whenever you want to, and I like that aspect of it.
A lottery was used to fill the school's ninth grade class. In the first 2 years of operation, the school was housed in a former parochial school building with grades 6 through 8. One new grade is being added each year to become a 6th through 12th grade school by 2018. Total enrollment then will be 560. Executive Director Tim Sneed said the academy is a rigorous college prep school that uses a project-based, hands-on approach known as expeditionary learning.
There's good interest in pursuing alternative ways for students to get educated in Springfield.
Sneed said the school will bring in healthcare professionals from local hospitals, colleges, and universities to emphasize the importance of a college degree. Students in the upper grades will have internship opportunities at the healthcare facilities and the higher education institutions. Bay State Health provided seed money for the charter school in hopes of producing the next generation of healthcare workers, according to Bay State CEO Mark Kerouac.
We hope we're going to sort of foster early interest and help develop it with some relevant workplace experience. So kids often will find that when they work side by side with nurses or laboratory technologists or whatever, that they get even more interested in the field and they continue that motivation and drive.
Bay State Academy grew out of an after-school program launched by Bay State Health and the Springfield Public Schools about a decade ago. Kerouac said 100 students who participated in that program went on to careers in healthcare, and 80 of those people now work at Bay State.
We've always tried to address areas of shortage. Here in Springfield, we often have trouble recruiting people in the health professions. And so one of the key things is to get folks who already have roots in the community to develop that interest and to gain the skills.
Bay State Health is the largest employer in Western Massachusetts with a workforce of 11,500. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.